ho! Hey there. Welcome to Michael on the Go, and I am your host, Michael Giannotti. Governance, resources, and some food for thought around roles, portals and hubs, and everything else. So first off, I was with a client today down in Richmond. Great group of folks. We were going through all the new stuff that's out there in Office 365, talking about as they're moving from some on-prem, starting new stuff up in 365, best practices and approaches, etc. And we got into the whole governance discussion. Now, I could go on and on about governance, but really a lot of it's going to depend on your organization, and I don't want you overthinking it. But a couple of things. Number one, there will be links in this video. If you're watching me now, you should see links to content out on TechNet that can absolutely help you step by step with a thorough approach to governance for Office 365. So check it out. Right now you're looking below. That's actually underneath my car as I drive, and you could be accessing it. So resources I have here, take advantage of them. Microsoft has all kinds of stuff. Certainly there are opportunities to engage with your MTC architects locally, as well as technology specialists and others. So contact your Microsoft rep if you need a discussion around governance. But a couple of pieces, food for thought, that I thought I would quickly throw out there. Again, they're covered within some of this within that Microsoft documentation, the first of which is around roles. Now, in the documentation, they specifically call out the various roles, etc. So you can read through them, but some just kind of boiling it down at a high level. Look, you need a governance team. You absolutely need a governance team as you roll out your corporate intranet, as you want to have it take hold, and you want to push forward projects and mandate certain things, have a governance team. The number one role you should have, we always talk about executive sponsors, but I talk about the hammer. And I don't have a hammer in here, but the hammer, bring the hammer down. So your hammer is your executive sponsor. You need one. The higher they are in the org, the better. Two criteria for your hammer. Number one, they have emperor power of yes, no. And I mean, when they say yes, no, that means corporate vice president comes and says, I don't care, we're not jumping on this, we need to do the following. Your hammer can say, yeah, that's nice, no. Thumbs down, you will do this. So they are the point of, you know, the buck stops here. Secondly, the corporate hammer can absolutely be a very nice person, but they have to be willing to be not so nice, let's just put it that way. They have to be willing to be, you know, hard-nosed, that'd be a nice way of putting it, when the time comes, again, because you're always going to have people screaming out, because everybody needs an exception. I need an exception. We need an exception. And exceptions are like snowballs. They start rolling downhill, and the more exceptions you make, the more you're going to have to make. Pretty soon, there is no governance. It's just a series of exceptions. So that hammer is somebody absolutely crucial. It could be your chief technology officer. It could be your CIO, CEO, whatever the case might be. Somebody who cares about what you're doing, who's willing to be the bad guy when you need a bad guy, doesn't mind being the bad guy, and is willing to put the hammer down. So you need a hammer. That's one of the roles. Outside of that, you should have representation from a number of groups, including security. When I say security, you want somebody from security who is, they understand security, the implications to your organization, understand the things going on with legal, and are reasonable. Because all good security folks understand it's always a matter of risk versus reward, not we're secure or we're not. There is no such thing as absolute security. In order to have absolute security, you need to throw out all your computers and not allow anybody access to anything. Lock it all up in some big safe that nobody can penetrate. And we know that's not how business runs. It comes down to risk and reward. Are we meeting our compliance do we understand how we can best enable? And so a good security officer, somebody from your security group, is somebody who helps you attain your goals of corporate communications and collaboration while balancing that with prudent, reasonable security. So you need representation from that, and that should always filter. Otherwise, you're always going to be hitting roadblocks along the way, and you want that out of the way up front. So security should be on there. You should have representation from architecture, and that should be architecture folks who understand your corporate systems and how they're going to interplay, as well as information architecture, somebody who understands taxonomy, tagging, classification, navigation, information architecture, that kind of stuff. Really, somebody who understands corporate taxonomy, navigation, UI design, all that good stuff. So one or more people who can represent across that area. You also want representation across development. If you're going to have custom app dev, people who can sit on that, who can help you with best practices, what you're going to allow, what you're not going to allow, what's reasonable, etc., across that for your organization. But you absolutely should have folks with input from that area. Business stakeholders, and this should be both executive as well as, you know, just your line of business enthusiasts, some representation from that, because it's the voice of the business and what they want to see, what they think should be happening, what's working, what's not working. And then just folks from IT, right? Your basic IT people who are doing the provisioning and all that good stuff. So there's a lot more specific guidance in that in the documentation, but you should have a definitive team that meets monthly at the very least, who outputs your documentation, your service level agreements, and formally codifies your governance processes and procedures, communicates those to the organization, builds those things into the stuff like we're going to talk about as far as what type of governance is taking place, whether it's operationalized, whether it's information about do's and don'ts. They're going to help with the maintenance of things like e-discovery and DLP rules, etc. But that team is going to oversee all that stuff. So you want to have a formalized team that's going to be recognized for the work they're doing, put in their business objectives, dedicated time. Doesn't have to be dedicated personnel, but even they need to have dedicated time if it's, you know, shared resources. And then finally, what is the type of governance you're going to be doing? Well, this is not so much in the documentation that I'm going to point you to, but just some food for thought. This will play out different in your different organizations, but you're really going to focus around two different types of governance, I would posit, for your intranet. First of all, governance around your entry-level portal, your homepage, and your entry-level, top-level corporate content, and hubs. I lump that together. Entry-level portal and hubs. And what do I mean by that? Well, you know, your corporate-level homepage and content up there, you know, the executives and maps and all that kind of top-level stuff. For us at Microsoft, it's MSW, MS Web. And then your underlying functional hubs, human resources, IT support, things that cut across the entire organization that sit underneath your corporate portal. Those are those hubs. They are not your organizational sites, your top-level sites. That falls under the next level that I'll talk about in a moment. But when we talk about the top-level portal and hubs, your governance is really going to be around UI design, user interface, design, usability, and consistency. Your master page templates, what are the common elements all pages should have? You know, a link back to the home, common navigational elements they should have, how it should look and feel. That's all going to be a part of that top level governance. It really is around tight control around user interface and design common elements, usability, taxonomy at that top level. As you move below that into the sites area, and functionally in Office 365 and in SharePoint, it renders as sites. In Office 365, that is one of your little buttons in the upper left when you click and see all of your 365 apps. Sites is one of those. Sites is where you then create the rest, whether it is self-provisioning, whether they have to put in a request, anything from a team site to a divisional site, etc. That is kind of the, I'll call it the Wild West, because at that point, governance is more about content security, taxonomy, quota, how much space are you going to let them have, what are you going to let them do. It's around function, it's not around design, because at that point, you're going to let your users or groups create the sites that they need. They can do modifications, self-administration, all that good stuff. But you do want to make sure, as the sites are being provisioned, that there is some type of classification around based upon the sensitivity of data, right? So if they go and they want a site that's going to have corporate sensitive data, there are going to be corporate policies automatically applied. Maybe you're going to RMS the data. Maybe there are specific DLP rules that are be placed, specific e-discovery rules to, you know, detect an alert, things that'll happen according to that data. If it's just generic kind of collaboration sites, it'll be a much less stringent control. Maybe it's just around how much space we're going to allow you based off of a quota. But the governance rules and the you know, really how you're focusing it is going to be much different for sites versus the portal and the top level hubs. And again, that's all going to be worked out within the context of the governance group. All of it should be documented, it should be gathered as much as possible, operationalized within the templates and other things themselves, so that it's not just documentation, but actually how things are set up. So for example, you want a record repository for formal records management around sensitive data. Well, when we give you a site, you request it and you're given that site, because we know there's PHI, we're automatically gonna rights management, RMS, all the documents in there with the following profile for those files. And that's operationalizing it. It's not incumbent upon the group you're giving it to. You've done that up front and it's explained to them. It's part of the SLA, part of the process that just happens. But a much different, you're more concerned around that than you are user interface design, because who cares what it looks like? It's their site, you don't care. Just some food for thought. As you're looking at it, take a look at the documentation down below. Check out the links. Take your time, but don't overthink it. Just go piece by piece, step by step, right? Slowly introduce new things that you're going to operationalize, you're going to formalize. Set up a governance team that's going to meet with your user groups internally, etc. Meet monthly. Go out and have a communications plan for your governance team so that your organization knows what you're rolling out as you're rolling out new features, new functions, new formalized governance around RMS, etc. All that's going to be publicized and rolled out. Hey, take advantage of the video portal and do videos on it. It's a great thing. But have a regular cadence of meetings and continue to iterate as you go. Don't overthink it. That's my biggest pointer I can give you. Don't overthink it. Just have the base roles covered. Focus on user design and experience at the top level and consistency there for portals and hubs. Down below, focus on things like site quota templates, etc. And you're going to be a lot happier. With that, it's Michael on the go, bidding you have a great day. Think governance, but don't overthink it. Take care, and as always, ciao.